just letting you know, welcome here. And is your house in the middle of the street? Move it.
Yeah.
Welcome to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler. Don Geisler is our designated broker and owner of Indy Realty. Sandra and myself, we're part of the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty. We want to continue our update on the NAR settlement and how it's affecting the real estate world, remembering that change is inevitable. But before we go there, I thought we'd like to mention Rego Pest Prevention, who is one of our sponsors, and he's supposed to be on the show today, but like things, you know, like life happens and he's just not here today. We wanted to give him a shout out so he knows that we're thinking about him.
Yeah, we do use Rego Pest Prevention for not only pest prevention but also for weed control at our home, and we love working with them. We love the company, the integrity that they have. We cannot say enough good about Rego Pest Prevention. So if you need some services, you know, they do a free termite inspection if you are not in the middle of a sale, because mm-hmm. that does require some paperwork, so that does come with a fee. But if you're just a homeowner and you haven't had anyone checking the house for a couple years and you want to have some eyes on your property and see if you've gotten any termite activity, give Rego a call.
Just go on the website, you'll be able to find where Rego Pest Prevention. They're a local company here in Tucson. With that being said, we'll move on and talking with Don Geisler, who is the designated broker of Indy Realty.
Hello, hello. How are you?
7255 East Tanga Verde.
That is us. 7255 East Tanga Verde Road.
Yeah, all right. What's the number, Don?
I can be reached at 520-869-2376, and our office line is 520-777-8973.
I don't think it's been a while since we sat there and gave you some accolades for all the things you've done in Indy Realty and how you take care of the realtors that are actually part of your brokerage. And a couple of things you have going on, something like the Sugar Skull event that's coming up.
We do. We're really excited about this, and we are very excited about supporting the Tucson Sugar Skulls.
Yes.
So if anybody is listening and they are unaware of who the Tucson Sugar Skulls are, they are our Tucson professional indoor football league team. And so I'm really on this drumbeat right now. So first off, I want to say that we are having Indy Realty Night at the Tucson Sugar Skulls.
Yes.
That is on July 13th. And it's going to be a great night. It's the final home game of the season. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a lot of fun. We have secured special discounted group rates for this event. So if anybody is interested in attending, make sure you give me a buzz and let me know, and we can get you in. Even if it feels late, we can still get you in there. So grab us and participate. I'm really, like I was saying, I'm on this drumbeat right now because, you know, a lot of Tucson doesn't realize that we have this professional team.
Uh-huh.
And it's very fun. It's indoors at the TCC.
Air conditioning.
So it's air conditioned. I actually wear long sleeves in there every single week.
You wear long sleeves everywhere.
But, and I still shiver a little bit. So, you know, it's funny. You're outside and it's 110 outside and you're trying to figure out, well, what to do with yourself and with the family. I mean, it is a really great experience. Mm-hmm. The game is a fast pace, and it's played on a 50-yard field, so it's super fast pace. There's a lot of noise, a lot of excitement, a lot of fun, and it's inexpensive. And again, it's our Tucson team, and we play against other teams from all over the country. And if you haven't experienced it, check them out on social media, check out their website, and become part of it, because yes, it's really fun going out there and supporting that team.
And I often explain the IFL is a combination of football meets hockey.
Yes. Because
you have the pace and the size of the rink from hockey, but it's still football.
Yes.
And one of the things I love is that you get more access to the team. They often will do autograph signing after the games. If you're sitting in the first rows, you can kind of catch conversations. You've got coaches in front of you on the field. You've got the refs on the field, and so it just is up close and personal. And when that football goes up in the stands, it is for the people, and you get to keep the football. Yep. I have learned, though, when the players go over the edge, and into the stands, you do not get to keep the players.
You don't.
I tried. They said no.
I would actually highly suggest get out of the way. You know, when they're headed your way, they're pretty big dudes. They're moving fast, and you are really, really close. You're right on the other side of the wall. And they do end up in the stands once in a while. And the football does end up in the stands.
Yes, it sure does.
You know, a lot of time. And it's just like hockey. You want to keep your eyes open.
Yep.
but I just can't say. It's a really good time. There's food and drink there. It's air conditioned. We have our team that's out there playing, representing our city. And it is really time that Tucson jumps on and becomes part of it, because yeah. It's a good time.
And do it on Indy night. There's no better night
to
do
it on
there.
Indy night, July 13th. And so if you're interested in scoping it out and getting those discounted tickets, again, give me a call, 520-869-2376. We will get you set up. I was actually talking to our marketing rep there. A shout out to Nick Griffin with the Tucson Sugar Skulls.
Love Nick.
Love Nick.
Just a great guy. And he said that, you know, through the course of the season, we are the... Our sponsored night like this, we have the second largest attendance, you know, for it. And
we need to fix that. We need to be
number
the
one
largest attendance.
I would not have any issue with that at all. But
yeah, have them give us a number. We need to know what that number is.
You know, I would like everyone to know that both of us, all three of us, have season tickets to the Sugar Skull. We're talking about it. It's not like we're not participating. We all have season tickets to the Sugar Skull games, and we enjoy going to them.
We do.
We have them in our daughter. Danielle has it. So all the Indy team, Indy and Johnson Smith team, all of us have season tickets to the Sugar Skull games.
Yeah, it's just a wonderful good time. And, I mean, we've, like, experienced, just like in any sport, right down to the last second turnover, you know, win the game, and you know, the player who scored the winning points after that threw the ball up into the stands. My friend that I was with that night caught the ball.
Yes.
Yeah, and we're not in the front like you highfalutin folks. We're way up. We're kind of way up. And he just chucked it into the stands, and he was so excited, and it was just so exciting, and there was so much energy in the whole place. And I just can't say enough, stop missing out on it. Become aware of it. And it's a good way to spend 3 hours, you know, in a great environment when it's super hot outside.
I agree. And we're looking forward to it. We'd love to have clients, friends, new clients, new friends join us that night. So we also have some extra tickets set aside. And give us a call. Let us know if you want to head out there. I do love the energy.
I do too.
I think that, and unlike hockey, because I said it's a lot like hockey. Unlike hockey, it is a very high scoring game. So not only is it fast paced, but you see a lot of plays being made. So,
but I can tell you one thing: like hockey, you better be paying attention to the field.
Because
you'll get a person, or you'll get a football, or you'll get your neighbor with somebody be on your lap. You have to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, and if it's not in your hand, it might be upside the head. So yeah, you want to be paying attention to what's going on there. But you can visit, if you visit our Facebook page,
right?
Indy Realty.
Yeah.
We have a promotional video on there for the Sugar Skulls. Check it out. Super exciting.
We appreciate you staying with us. You're heading to the break. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show. We're here on KVOI 1030 AM, The Voice. We're back. Welcome and staying with us. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler, all from the Indy Realty Brokerage. We talked a little bit about the Sugar Skulls in the first segment. Now we're going to go ahead and try to update you a little bit more on what's going on so far with the NAR settlement and any kind of updates we have at this point.
Yeah, I would say since the last time we talked, there's not a lot of huge change.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to, you know, reiterate,
right,
that, you know, the gift that keeps on giving, the NAR settlement that's out there. And so there's always going to be a lot to talk about until, you know, the market is going to experience some pretty drastic change in mid-August when the new rules move into effect. And that is, of course, contingent upon the settlement going through, the Department of Justice allowing it to go through without any further, you know, I think interference would be the right word, but interest, without any further interest in it from DOJ, which we can't guarantee. So, but as it stands right now, again, we had talked last time a lot about that organizations AAR, the right. Arizona Association of Realtors, has spent a lot of time preparing new documents, new processes, new procedures. And so in a nutshell, it is still perfectly legal for a seller or for a listing broker to offer compensation to a buyer's agent. And so I think...
Can you repeat that?
Yes. And as I was about to say, is I think that is worth repeating, and that is a phrase that I would like for people to commit to memory, that it is still perfectly legal for a seller or for a listing broker to offer compensation to a buyer's broker to bring a ready, willing, and able buyer. The result of the lawsuit is that offer of compensation cannot be through the MLS. Okay? So if we take a breather right now and circle back to why do I keep on mentioning DOJ?
Yes.
You know, there is the potential, the Department of Justice may not agree with that part.
Okay.
So the lawsuit was about it being part of the MLS, and that was what the lawsuit decided had an antitrust component to it. And so, but the Department of Justice is somewhat focused on should it be legal for the sellers or the listing broker to pay the buyer's broker. But as it stands right now, yes, it is. And that's what the settlement is going to do. It's just not going to be included in the MLS as part of the MLS. So what we're looking at is we are looking at separate agreements. So I think what the public should be aware of is when you meet with a realtor to list your house, there will be a conversation, and the documents will reflect this.
All right.
But there will be a conversation about your compensation. They are going to pay you whatever to list and sell the house. And then there will be a separate discussion with that seller. Do you want to offer compensation to a potential buyer's broker to bring a buyer? And it opens up the buyer pool.
Right.
You know, the reason that it opens up the buyer pool is because if buyers have to pay their compensation outright out of their pocket, buyers are already coming up with closing costs and down payments and stuff like that.
Inspections. All these
things.
So they're
coming up with a lot of liquid money.
Yeah.
And so we remain concerned, you know, about mid and lower income buyers who we serve and we are proud to serve.
Right.
You know, we don't want them opting to just be unrepresented. It's not fair to them. I can tell you that the transactions are complicated and people are complicated and people are part of the
transaction.
And, you know, it takes a deft, talented, educated professional, you know, to assist people through these transactions, or the transactions fail.
Right.
And, you know, we see that. And so we do want the buyers to be represented, and we think it's critically important, and we don't want any segment of our population to be unrepresented and right. be shut out of being property represented and being shut out of home ownership altogether. You know, so we don't want that. So when we go back to the conversation with a seller of do you want to offer compensation, we will not, and I want to be extremely clear about this, you don't have to as a seller.
Right.
We're going to tell you that there is a potential that it'll drastically open your buyer pool, but people are still going to show the house. The house is still going to be shown. We as agents are not allowed to not show the house, and that's not going to happen. So we right. don't want to represent to anybody, your house is not going to be shown, or you're not going to be able to sell your house if you don't. You may be making it more difficult. You may be shrinking the buyer pool if you don't offer the compensation, but it is your
decision.
Choice.
Yep.
And it's always been the seller's choice, but we are adding extra layers of transparency into these discussions and into the documents. The Arizona documents were already very well written and very clear, but they're getting revisions too, you know, to match this. So that's kind of what the process is looking like from a high level.
You're listening to Don Geisler, who is the designated broker and CEO of Indy Realty.
So when you are sitting down to talk to a buyer and you're going to show them a list of properties, it's not that we as agents are not willing to show that property, but the conversation that we have with them is property A, the seller is willing to pay my compensation.
Or a portion of it, or whatever.
Or a portion of it. Copy or property B, you may be responsible for paying my commission. And it's up to them to decide which house, one, do you want to see? And then two, which house are they going to move forward on when there's a huge financial difference between what could be the same house, same price, but it's ultimately going to cost that buyer a lot more money
well,
to go
yeah,
with.
And in some ways it's a term in the contract and you can almost look at it as an amenity to this particular sale,
mm-hmm.
you know, if they're taking that burden off of the buyer. But the great thing is, as I've been talking for a couple of weeks about AAR developing the documents, there is going to be a tool where ahead of time, a document where a buyer representative broker can contact the listing broker and say, are you offering any compensation for a buyer's broker? And if there is, there's a form
right.
confirming that. And if they're not, then there is another form out now where a buyer will be able to request as part of the contract from the seller, you know, are you interested? Can I get you to pay some compensation toward my representation? And so it'll be extremely transparent. It'll be right in the transaction and the seller will be able to decide. So no, the buyers right. will not be shut out of any house, because on any house, even if they say we're not offering compensation, they can still, or cooperation, they can still ask. You know, they can put make it as part of their offer, will you pay this? And then it gets negotiated, you know, further. So very good tools out there.
I like that both sides, people don't realize you always have options. It's just a matter of what you want to do with those options. And that's why you really want to be represented, because we're going to know those options. You're not going to know what the options are if you're not sitting there having someone who understands our business and understand all these forms and what you can and can't send to the buyer or the seller to help them out to make sure that we're trying to get that win-win situation, which we always strive for.
That's exactly right. And it has always been a choice, you mm-hmm. know, for with the seller. It's always right been in there. Okay, this is what my compensation is. Now, how much of that do you want me to offer to the buyer? It's always been directed by the seller. The seller's always had the choice. And if I do say so, the reason that they've always consistently just agreed to do it is because the system, the MLS, works wonderfully. It's a great, fantastic, transparent marketplace. Mm-hmm. It works great for sellers and buyers. And that's why it operates like it has.
We'll talk a little bit more on the other side. Thank you for spending part of your afternoon with the Johnson Smith team at Indy Realty and with the designated broker of Indy Realty, Don Geisler. You're listening to the I Am Real Estate Show, where the I Am stands for Integrity Matters. We're on KVOI, The Voice. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for staying with us. We are here to discuss some more interesting industry topics from the real estate world, and we are focusing on to keep you informed. The whole idea is to make sure you're informed on what's going on in the real estate world. And we think we do a good job with that with this radio show. So hope you continue to listen to our show. This is the I Am Real Estate Show with Ray Smith, Sandra Johnson, and Don Geisler, who is the designated broker and owner of Indy Realty, the brokerage that we're affiliated with.
Yeah, so I have so many questions, but we won't bore everyone with all of them. One of the things that we kind of had to shift on was when interest rates started going up, and our conversations with sellers had to change. You know, we were used to saying your house will go on the market over the weekend, we'll bring your offers on Monday. Mm-hmm. Then we kind of had this pause. And so the conversation started going to, if you want to sell the house quickly, or at least faster than the track that you're on right now, you may need to offer a concession to buy down the interest rate. Mm. And so we could say to a seller, you know, for, I'll just throw a number out, $10,000, we can reduce that buyer's payment by hundreds of dollars, where if you were going to do a price reduction, you would have to reduce the price by maybe $40,000.
Right.
So we were coming up with strategies to give really a win-win to keep the market vibrant and moving forward mm-hmm. and making things happen, because no matter what, people are going to have to buy and people are going to have to sell. And so that was kind of, you know, if you weren't ready for that, then your client's house may have just sat on the market while right. everyone else was out promoting listings where sellers were working with the buyer to help them get into the house. And so I feel like the conversations we have with our sellers are going to be similar to that. It's about how much time they want on market.
I really, I really agree. And it's going to be how much do you want to open the buyer pool?
How much do you want to open that aperture? We always talk about that. That's the first thing we talk about.
Yeah. How wide of a net do you want to cast, you know, to get your house sold? And I'm really fascinated when I hear you talk about, you know, stuff like that with the, you know, a $10,000 price reduction, you know, was only going to lower a particular buyer's monthly payment, I don't know, $100,
right,
for example. But $10,000 toward an interest rate buy down was going to lower it $300 or $400. And that's why it's so critically important for buyers and sellers to work with experienced, well-trained, you know, dedicated professionals. Because, yes, you know, when we say get out of the box with stuff like that, I just can't even think of a better example where you're literally saying, hey, you're going to invest $10,000. You're going to make a $10,000 concession. So how do we do it to have the most impact? You know, and I would venture to say 9 out of 10, 99 out of 100 people are not thinking in those terms. They're just saying, okay, price reduction and let's move on, see what happens. You know, but when you turn, you know, $10,000 into the same effect as a $40,000 price reduction, that's why you're as respected as you are, because you're out there, you know, getting out of the box and doing what we need to be doing. So
sure, and there are things that there are things and the property that the first property that I had that situation with, I had another agent call me, and they're like, we've been on the market for, I don't know what it was, a week, 2 weeks, and we don't have any offers, and you know, what's going on at your house? And I'm like, look, it's 105 degrees outside. It's a holiday weekend. How many showings have you had? Has anyone in the neighborhood sold? I mean, you really have to look at the big picture, and you can't think that because houses sold in, you know, a weekend 3 months ago, that today, if you don't sell in a weekend, we better start cutting the price, because that really isn't going to necessarily help the seller. And we have to use the tools that are available to us to create an environment where we can bring a buyer in and where it makes sense. Because if it doesn't financially make sense, you're going to sit on the market.
I think what, Sandra, you're also saying that also we have some great partners.
We do.
That we work with that help us go through these processes, because Sandra's right, and you're right, Don. That was a great thinking outside the box idea to get both people, like you say, get a win-win situation. But Sandra works with some great vendors and some great people. And we got John Spur, who does our drug out mortgage. We have Rego Pest Prevention, who does that. We have people who do our inspections. We have people that we work with that we feel confident with that will work with us to make sure that the buyer and the seller, both people, are getting a win-win situation every single time. That's what we're always looking for. And you're going to see that with anybody who works with the Johnson Smith team or work at Indy Realty.
Yeah, we've had roofing companies that we have developed such good relationships with them. I know that when there was a storm that came through on the east side and people were waiting for months just to get a roofing company out.
Yeah.
You know, we were able to kind of use those relationships that we had to help protect our seller that was, you know, damaged by the storm, as well as so many other people. Mm-hmm. And we depend on them, and you know, we'd like to think that we treat them well, and it comes back to us because we respect their time and their business, and so it does come back to you. And so sometimes when you need a favor, somebody will show up there and take care of your clients for you, because we've invested a lot in getting to that point with that company.
Well, you can't overstate how important it is to have a great team. Mm-hmm. And you know, the transactions are difficult, and I'm always amused. You know, I usually choose to be amused by things and not get angry about them is typically my thing. But you know, as the NAR settlement and all this stuff is fleshing out, you know, the trolls, you know, the comment board trolls are out there, well, it's easy, you shouldn't get paid anyway. And I'm just like, if anybody really knew the stress level and what it takes to put together these transactions and get them done, you know, once you live through one, you know. And it's funny. It's talk to us. We love to talk to people, but I get a kick out of the trolls, and that's exactly what you are. If you are one, you are a troll, and it's not a compliment. You know,
I laugh because every time we talk about this, before I got into real estate, I still remember the movie with the Tom Hanks and can't remember her name now, The Money Pit. That is still my movie. I always refer to that. I said, that's the kind of thing you think about when you don't get your inspection, you don't get this done because you try to do this all yourself without going in with
right.
the deal with both you guys, where you're with a seller and a buyer, both on the level playing field, going after this one property and discussing how we can do it as a team.
That's so funny. We don't want anybody ended up in that situation.
No, we
thrive on having lifelong relationships when we finish a transaction, and that's always the goal. And we would turn our backs on 20 transactions in a row if transaction 21 is the one that finally got our clients where they need to be.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Our clients become friends, and our friends become clients.
It's
and
so
that's
true.
That's the way it should be.
You listen to the Johnson Smith team. We're here with Don Geisler, the owner and CEO of Indy Realty. It is a brokerage here locally in Tucson. We'll see you on the other side for the last segment. Thanks for coming back for the fourth segment. Here's our pitch. Looking to buy or sell your home, or if you have any questions concerning real estate, contact the Johnson Smith team. Call the Johnson Smith team. You can call Sandra at 520-850-1725, myself, Raymond, at 520-904-7711, or Danielle at 520-373-6864. Or if you're a realtor looking to go to talk to another brokerage, talking to one, I think, a great designated broker, you can get a hold of Don Geisler, who is the CEO of Indy Realty. And how do you get a hold of you, Don?
You can reach me at 520-869-2376. We are, of course, always looking for top-notch professionals. And talk to us about our team, because we have a culture that's one in a million. It's amazing.
I want to sit there and give you some more kudos about the things you do in the community and what we're doing with the community. Can you talk a little bit about the backpack crusade that we're going through?
Yeah, we just wrapped up our backpack drive, which the initial sponsors were TAR and YPN, which is Young Professionals Network. And the goal was to get 300 backpacks and stuff them with school supplies for needy kiddos in the Tucson area. Mm-hmm. And that's kiddos of all ages, you know, school age kids. So that just wrapped up, and that was a huge success. And I just have so much gratitude, and I would like to take this moment to thank everybody that participated. I know you guys participated, and you had associates and friends and family that participated. And the goal for the entire association, you know, which is literally hundreds of brokerages, mm-hmm. the goal was 300 backpacks. We provided Indy Realty 154 backpacks. And so we were, you know, they came in at a total at around 350, and we ourselves contributed 154. And I was very, very proud of that, because our group of professionals at Indy Realty are so committed to our community.
Yes.
And it's so easy for anybody to say that. It's so easy for anybody to say, we give back to the community, or I care about the community, or I volunteer. And to just see our people put their energy, their money, their resources where their mouth is, and get out there and get a truck full of backpacks and get them delivered to benefit these kids in our community is just fantastic. And so I'm very humbled and very in awe and very appreciative. And so thank you to everybody that participated in that.
Yeah, I want to specifically thank Kira and Carlos from Reach for the Stars, and one of their long-term great volunteers, Katie, who brought in backpacks. We did a match for our clients and friends and said, if you bring in a backpack, we'll match it. And also Splash 3 Foundation, which is a bunch of guys that love to golf and have turned that love for golf into a foundation to support local nonprofits.
Who is having a golf tournament on December 13th at La Paloma? No, at Star Pass. So if you want to be a part of it, get a hold of me. I am on the board for Splash 3. We really would like you to be a part of it. It's of the we are going through the golf tournament, and it's going to be taken care of two military or veteran organizations, and we also probably going to be doing toys for kids on that time, because it'll be around Christmas. So we really like to be a part of it. Splash 3 is a great organization, and so I hope you can get a hold of us. You can get a hold of me or my wife. She'll surely take your call and get a hold of me.
Yeah, they're collecting toys. They're also looking for raffle items. But these organizations
yes.
are
That was a pitch. Sorry about that, guys.
Yeah, make Tucson such a great place to live, which really is what real estate is about, having a great place to live. So we love that. I'm going to throw out there, too, Ray and I are part of the Arizona Bowl, which we just got we're the first celebrity-sponsored bowl. So you've probably seen in the news, it's the Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg Gin and Juice Arizona Bowl. Awesome. And so it'll be
sponsored by Dre and Soup. It's a long title.
It is a long title. So the kid friendly version is just that it's the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl.
Love it.
And we were at the press conference. Actually, it's kind of fun at the press conference and brought our granddaughter. And as we're walking in, she asked me, who gets to be Snoop Dogg? She's five. And I just laughed and said, well, Snoop Dogg gets to be Snoop Dogg. And so it'll be fun to see what his involvement is in the actual bowl game. We've seen that he's at the Olympics doing some broadcasting there. And so, yeah, you know, the Arizona Bowl is all about charity and the local community, and 100% of their net proceeds have come back to local Tucson charities. And we just finished meeting with the grant committee, and so there will be some announcements coming out about the applicants who were selected to receive the grant money. And that's what we work all year for, and so we're super excited about that. And looking forward to see what the future has to hold.
Keep Pitching's Plast 3 Foundation, also 100% of the proceeds go to the charities.
It's just amazing. Tucson is such a diverse and incredible place.
But yes.
Just the common thread that runs through it is people caring about each other, people taking care of each other. And, you know, the Arizona Bowl is only, four years old now.
I think it's seven.
A little over
seven.
Four. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Seven, yeah.
Okay. And, you know, to have a community, a major community like us, and not have a bowl game, you know, just a handful of years ago, and have a group of people, you know, get together around a conference table and say, what do we have to do to make this happen?
Yes.
And then fast forward to that event that we were at, and we were all there together in December, just phenomenal, fantastic. I mean, awesome game, awesome venue, Arizona Stadium, you know, awesome flyovers, you know, paratroopers. I mean, just so unbelievable and people just sit down and say, what do we do in this community to support this community? And you just see things happen. When you take one step at a time, the things that happen are amazing.
And as a business owner, I mean, you're doing great things in the community too, Don. I mean, you sit back and give us our pat on the back, but we have to give you a pat on the back because you support the Arizona Bowl, you support Dizzy Backpacks, you support Tandra and I on all different avenues or every events we have. Hey, we got this going on, Ken. Indy Real to be a part of. You better believe it's all about the community. We want to be a part of it. And you always do it with a smile, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that Indy Realty is a community-oriented organizational company. So if you want to be in an organization and also do real estate, this is the spot you want to come and be, because we do care about the community. We also care about you.
I appreciate you. And we're very proud of being Tucson born and bred. I mean, it's part of our identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we do care about the community. And I've already said earlier in this show that it's easy to do lip service, you know, but we really, really enjoy jumping on things. And I just can't tell you how much, again, I'll reiterate that we really cherish being Tucson born and bred and serving the Southern Arizona market and being part of it. Mm-hmm. And when every week we come on and say, hey, we're located at 7255 East Tanque Verde across from Udall Park. Stop in and see us. Like, just stop in, grab a water, you know, see our office, say hello, put a face to the voices. By all means, do it, because we mean it. And we just love being part of the community. Can't say it enough.
One thing could you remind people that we have vendors that we talk to all the time, and you always tell them, hey, instead of going to eat your lunch in your car, stop by our office and go wrap your lunch, eat your lunch, bring your lunch, eat it there, sit there and be cool, sit there and relax. We want you to come by. We want anybody who's out there and you to come and see us and come talk to us. Yeah. We're all about not only the real estate agents, but also vendors, because we care about our community. I say that because I want to remind people that the reason why we do this is that if our community is one that's been highly rated and it's been talked about over the cities and over the internet about how great Tucson is, that means more people are going to come. More people come, more people want to buy homes. More people want to buy homes, then we as real estate agents, we want to be able to sell them. So it's a dual thing. It's a win-win situation again for us. Always doing things for win-win situations. Yep.
Serve the community that you live and work in. It's so critically important. And I actually did. You know, the reason that we say this every week is because I did the gig of driving when it's 110 outside, mm-hmm. and I work for Pima County, and I ate a lot of gas station food at a lot of gas station parking lots, and I wasn't allowed to have the car AC on, and they tracked it,
ooh,
you know? Ouch. So I sweated through a lot of lunches in these parking lots, and you know, we mean it when we say, stop by, have your lunch with us if you need a space. We have a ton of space. And it's super comfortable, and the whole the public is invited to come in.
So, yeah, you were so good to a friend of my, actually one of the boys that kind of grew up at our house. He called and said, hey, do you have a printer I could use? Come on over. We ended up breaking my computer or my printer at the house. And so I said, go see Don. Don will take care of you. Yep. And you did. I mean, you were so kind to him and just said, yeah, we can print those things out for you, and got him taken care of.
Easy peasy.
That's the one thing I really love about our organization. And I call it an organization because it just feels homely. It feels comfortable. When you walk through those doors, if you never, ever feel wanted, you let us know. That means we're doing something wrong. When you walk through those doors, you want everyone to feel welcome. Doesn't matter, you know, whatever. If you're from another brokerage, you just need a place to rest, we're there. We just want you to know that we're there because we all know that we're a team in this community trying to make sure that we get homes and be the best agents we can for our community so that people want to come and live in Tucson. Absolutely. That's our whole goal.
And actually, before we wrap up here, I wanted to talk a little bit about a listing that we have. It is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath listing in Tucson Estates number 2, 2,286 square feet, which is a little bit large for the neighborhood. It does have... It's brand new, 2024 built, and it has a guest quarters that have an exterior door as well as an ensuite. So you've got the guest bathroom and then the primary and in the guest quarters. Really nicely done. The views out there are amazing. You aren't going to get a better view than out at Tucson Estates number 2. And so that is listed at $655,000. And we also have a townhouse at 6673 East Calle La Paz, Unit D, 2-bedroom, 1-bath. And that is listed at $194,000. Give us a call if you have any questions. We'd love to help you. We also want to take this opportunity to thank Indy Realty, Rego Pest Prevention, Pioneer Title Agency, Inspired Life Mortgage, and Pillar to Post Home Inspections for their support. We wouldn't be able to do the radio show without their support. And honestly, we wouldn't be doing real estate without their support. So a huge thank you to all of our sponsors.
See you next week.